This week, news arrived from Iran that an expedition of young Czech geologists discovered what might be the largest salt cave in the world. The discovery was no accident. It was one of the aims of the expedition, which left for southern Iran a couple of weeks ago. In today's Czech Science with Pavel Horáková, we will find out more about the goals of the expedition Namak 2006.
In Farsi, the word namak means salt, or sodium chloride, as ordinary kitchen salt is known among chemists. And it is salt, or namak, that Namakdan Mountain on Keshem Island in the Persian Gulf is made of. 9 years ago, the Czechs were the first to venture further into the caves than the entrance. They discovered a complex system of caverns and tunnels and have been returning ever since.
We have been there in 1997 in the summertime, which was not a very clever idea because there is very hot. The idea was from one person, from one professor, Pavel Bosák, who was working there in 1990. And he found that in the area there are many large salt cairns and many caves. And he was not able to find any information, nearly any information in the literature. And he was speaking on some lecture, common lecture in the Charles University, and we recognized that this could be a very interesting place, so we tried to visit it.
In those days, Jiří Brudhans was still a student. Now he's a veteran of the expeditions, as well as another former student, Michal Filippi. Michal explains where the masses of salt in southern Iran came from.
Právě kam jezdíme na výzkum tohoto solného krasu se v
In the pre-Cambrian era, there was a large sea basin where massive layers of salt deposited. These sediments were covered by other types of rock, sandstone and limestone, and the salt layers got to great depths, up to 10 kilometers. But salt is less dense than those other rocks, and if subjected to great pressure, can become plastic. Under certain conditions, it could begin rising and create large salt plugs, which can squeeze through the rock and create salt mountains, where, after rain, salt caves emerge.
The Czech team are exploring the so-called salt plugs in Iran in collaboration with their colleagues from the University of Shiraz. But it was the Czech students who were the first to explore and document several of the caves in southern Iran. They took countless photos and even shot a short documentary film a few years ago. This time, the 10-member team includes a cameraman and a couple of photographers. Geologist Jiří Brudhans.
For sure, the entrance to the caves and maybe 100 or 200 meters inside the caves, they were known for a very long time. But the discovery of cave, to make a discovery, it means that you make a map, photographical documentation and so on. So we were the first persons in cooperation with the Iranian side making these discoveries inside the caves, mapping of the caves and so on.
Now the Iranian caves bear names referring to the earliest student expeditions.
One of the caves is Gar Danesju, which means the student's cave, because the students were the main persons who were making the research on it. And the longest cave, which is presented now in the area, is Jeskyně Tří Naháčů, which means the cave of three naked men. And it's because of the research, because of the discovery.
Photos from the salt caves show scenes of outstanding natural beauty. Underground lakes, dripstones and sparkling domes, not unlike limestone casts. But, as Michal Filippi explains, there is a great difference in the speed at which these two types of caves develop.
V Lápencích vždycky vidíte v jeskyních cedulky, zakázáno se dotýkat krápníků nebo lámat krápníky vznikají po mnoho tisíc let, po miliony let.
In limestone caves you can see signs saying, don't touch the dripstones, they've been growing for thousands of years. Whereas in the salt caves they grow for days or weeks after rain, when rainwater penetrates the rock, saturates it, and in a month there are 0.5 meter dripstones. We can practically watch them grow. Salt crystallizes into cubes, and beautiful cubic crystals emerge from the brine, unlike in the case of limestone, where the sinter is shapeless. we can see beautifully shaped crystals which sparkle in the light.
The saline solution in underground lakes is so saturated that the members of the Czech expeditions have used seawater on Kashim Island to wash their clothes, thick with salt crystals, and to cook. Drinking water is precious in the mountains of Kashim Island and has to be brought in tanks. Officially, the Cave of Three Naked Men, or Nudes, as it's sometimes called, is still only the second longest salt cave system in the world, after Israel's Malham Cave. With the newly discovered passage connecting it to another cave called Velký Ponor, or the Deep Dive Cave, the Cave of Three Naked Men has most likely beaten the record. But proving that the Cave of Three Naked Men could be the longest salt cave in the world was just one of the aims of Expedition Namak 2006.
The main aim is to find out the processes and the history of the development of the salt karst, salt caves, to find out how old are the cave systems, and also we would like to try to find some new parts in the Cave of Tri Naháčů, and if we will find several hundred meters more in the cave, it could be the largest cave in the world in salt.
Said Jiří Bruthans before the expedition set off. It now remains for the team to make thorough documentation of the new parts and submit them to the International Union of Speleology, which will then decide whether the Cave of Three Naked Men will be recognized as the world's largest salt cave system.